This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
This Shabbos, May 6th, 2023, is the coronation of the King of England, King Charles III. And while there's a lot of fascination about the coronation of the new king, there's one detail of his coronation ceremony that really captured my attention, and that is he's being coronated with special oil that comes from olives, from the Mount of Olives, from Har HaZeisim. And Har HaZeisim to me is one of the most beautiful places in the world. Many great prophets and many righteous tzaddikim are buried there. My grandparents of blessed memory are buried there. And that King Charles III, the King of England, should be anointed with olives, that actually these olives come from Har HaZeisim, from a special grove, and they're pressed near Beis Lechem. Why is he being coronated with the olives of Har HaZeisim? And certainly this is a procedure and protocol that has taken place for many generations with kings of England. But Dvarim Gedolim Einim B'Mikra, anything that happens in this world has great significance. There's always a hashkacha. And I believe if we study this, we'll uncover an amazing insight. You know, since King Charles became the king, there's a great fascination with his life. It's interesting that King Charles actually had a bris milah. He was circumcised by a rabbi, by a moel, Rabbi Jacob Snowman, who is a physician and one of the leading moelim in London. By the way, this is a tradition that dates back to the early 1700s when King George I, who was born in Germany, imported the custom of German noblemen to have a circumcision davka by a Jewish moel. And I was very interested in the father of King Charles, Philip. Why was Philip zoiche to marry the queen, Queen Elizabeth? He was married to her for many decades. And Philip was not of royal lineage. Philip's mother, Alice, who, by the way, she was a descendant, she was a great-granddaughter of Queen Victoria, she marries a man, Prince Andrew of Greece, and she moves to Greece with Andrew, and Alice was a religious Christian and was very unhappy with her husband. He drifts into dissolution, to drinking, and to gambling, and he left her. And somehow, Alice and Andrew, they have this son, Philip, and Philip marries the Queen of England, Queen Elizabeth, and he's the father of King Charles, and forever and ever the kings of England will come from Philip, who comes from Alice. I mean, Philip basically has no royal lineage. His father was an outsider. Haloi Doverhu. So, I think it's worthy of our attention. You know that when Elizabeth married Philip, the Shver was very suspicious about letting an outsider marry her and marry the heir apparent to the throne. And he marries her, and he's married to her for 70 years, and he becomes the father of all future kings of England. How do we understand this? You know, Chazal teach us that in the times of Yoinah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends Yoinah to the city of Nineveh to tell them to do tshuva. Now, for a Navi to be sent to inspire people to do tshuva, that is not unusual. Yeshaya, Yirmiyah, Yechezkel, they're all sent. They're all sent on a mission to inspire to do tshuva. What's unusual was Yoinah's destination, Nineveh. Nineveh is the capital of Ashur. It's a Gentile city. God never, ever, before or after, sent a Navi to warn Gentiles to do tshuva. Never happened before, will never happen again. Especially in light of the fact that Gentiles are not able to do tshuva. So why is Nineveh selected to be the recipient of the Dvar Hashem? Why is Hashem sending a Navi to tell them to do tshuva? And the Chizkuni in Parshas Nach reveals a great secret. Because there's a man by the name of Ashur. He lived in the times of the Dar HaFlaga, the generation that built the tower to challenge Hashem, and he didn't agree with it. So he didn't remain a silent bystander. He said, if I can't stop them, I'm not going to stay here. I'm out of here. So he left the country. He left Bavel. He started his own area. It's called Nineveh. Said to Ribbono Shel Olam, you stood up to the pressure to do the right thing. I'm not going to forget about that. The tower was built in the year 1996, 1996. In the year 3085, 1,000 years later, the Ribbono Shel Olam said, now I'm going to bring your merit to fruition. And if any other city would have done what Nineveh did, God would have destroyed it like he did to Sodom. But not Nineveh. One man, Asher, made a decision, and that one decision changed the course of history. Let's come back to the royal family, to Prince Philip. You think it was a coincidence that Prince Philip, who is not part of the lineage of British monarchy, was zoicha to marry Queen Elizabeth, and for all time, he is the progenitor of all future kings of England? Starting with the current king who's going to be coronated this Shabbos, King Charles III. As mentioned, King Charles' father, Prince Andrew of Athens, was reduced to an alcoholic gambler. All of Philip's siblings, all of his three older sisters, became ardent fascists and married Nazi officials. But Philip believed Nazism was wrong. And like Ashur, he defied Nazism. He moved to England. He fought with distinction in World War II for the British Air Force. And therefore, like Ashur, he was selected for greatness. Because the decisions you make in this world make a difference. But it wasn't just Philip. Philip's mother, Alice, who was abandoned by her alcoholic husband, also defied the Nazis. During the Holocaust, Princess Alice invited a Jewish family, the Cohens, to move into her apartment. Her building was next door to the Gestapo headquarters in Athens. And Prince Alice was brought in for interrogation. She refused to divulge the fact that she was hiding Jews in her home. After the war, Alice was named by Yad Vashem as one of the righteous of the nations of the world. Her wish was to be buried in the land of Israel. When she died in 1969, her family ignored her request. But in 1988, the royal family arranged for her remains to be reinterred in Jerusalem. She's buried in the most coveted cemetery in the world, Har HaZeisim. She risked her life to save a Jewish family. She was zoicha to be buried on Har HaZeisim. She was zoicha that her son married the queen. She is now Ima Shel Malchus. All future kings of England will come from Alice, from her son Philip, and her son Charles, who will be coronated this Shabbos. And just to make sure that the world remembers where the source of his sovereignty comes from, Hashgacha Pratis has it, that he will be coronated with the oil of Har HaZeisim, to remember that the reason he merits for this recognition and sovereignty is in the merit of his grandmother, buried on Har HaZeisim, who sheltered a Jewish family during World War II and stood up against the Nazis, because the decisions that we make reverberate until the end of time. And just like Chazal say, that if somebody refrains from chelev, from dam, they will merit for them and their generations until the end of time. The decision of every human being, and especially when somebody stands up against a wicked regime to help the Jewish people, they will be elevated, their family is elevated, and that is the source of malchus. Wishing everyone a wonderful Shabbos.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.